Tes Zayin Adar, Tuesday the 18th of March, Rabbi Binyamin Grun, Bedikas Chometz, within 30 days before Pesach.
Good morning. Just exiting the Purim mode, more or less, and we're entering the Pesach mode. The truth is, Pesach and Purim have a lot in common, besides the fact that both are times when Klal Yisrael was zeichet to a geula, and Pesach was zeichet to a geula of getting out of Mitzrayim, and on Purim, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from the Gzer of Haman, and also we know part of the story of Purim took place actually on Pesach. Haman was hanged, Esther went in on Pesach, Haman was hanged on Pesach. But the truth is, it's more than that. The Gemara says in Pesachim, the Avavin is brought in Shulchan Aruch, the first Simon and Chelik Heim Mishneh Berurah, Shoylim v'dorishin behilchus ha-Pesach, koitin v'Pesach shloishim yoyim. We're supposed to discuss and learn and study all the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, and if you make the calculation, it falls out on Purim. The Mishneh Berurah tag says that. Mishneh Berurah speaks out, U'maschidim miyoyim ha-Purim atzmoy. You're supposed to start on Purim itself, because that's 30 days before Pesach, and it's said from many Gedolei Yisrael that they, on Purim afternoon, they used to sit down with Maseches Pesachim, with Hilchus Pesach, and start learning Hilchus Pesachim. The truth is that it's not stam a halacha of Shoylim v'dorishin 30 days before Pesach. It has nafgaminas, it has ramifications in halacha too. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim, and that's what we want to speak about, this subject. The Gemara says, and this is a halacha which is very relevant nowadays, today's day and age for sure, when people travel a lot, they go away from the houses just before Pesach, where the children go to the parents, or people just go away, they leave their houses before Pesach, and usually you don't leave on Erev Pesach, you leave a few days before Pesach. The Gemara says in Pesachim Davov, HaMefarish VaYotze B'Shiora, if someone travels overseas, or he goes out with a caravan, he goes on a far distance trip, Koidim Shleishim Yoyim Ein Zokek Levay. If he leaves before 30 days, before Purim, leaves his house, Ein Zokek Levay, he's not required to do a beer, he's not required to do Bdikas Chometz. Toich Shleishim Yoyim, however, if he leaves within 30 days before Pesach, i.e. from Purim, Zokek Levay, then he has to go ahead and do Bdikas Chometz, as if it was the night before Pesach. And the Gemara explains, what is this time scale of 30 days? Where does 30 days come from? Hani shloishim yoim, ma'avi detay. What is this? Why 30 days? Says the Gemara. You know why 30 days? Kidetanya. Shoylim v'dorishim v'hilchus ha-Pesach, koidim Pesach shloishim yoim. This is the halacha, which we just mentioned, that this is the halacha you're supposed to discuss and learn and study the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. And Rashi explains, since you were busy with hilchus Pesach, u'me'oz chol olav li'izor b'tzorich ha-Pesach. Once there's this requirement of learning Hilchus HaPesach, so then we're required to be busy with Pesach business. So therefore, Chazal Mesaken, if you leave your house within 30 days before Pesach, you're required to do a bedika. Now there's a lot of halachas which are relevant to this din, which we want to touch on a few points. So again, the Gemara says that there's a difference if you leave before 30 days or after 30 days before Pesach. But Robert comes along and says as follows. This is what the din is, that you're not required to do bedika if you leave before 30 days. This is not said. This is only said if you don't have an intention to come back. And we'll explain what that means, to come back when. But if you have intention to come back, even if you leave your house from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah doesn't necessarily mean the Rosh Hashanah of Tishri. It could be Rosh Hashanah means a day after Pesach. You leave your house a day after Pesach. From the beginning of that year, you're required to do Bedikas Chometz. That's what the Gemara says. So what does it mean, Dai to Lachzik? You have intention to come back when? Normally you have intention to come back. So Rashi explains, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Dai to Lachzik? Dai to Lachzik b'mei Pesach. That means to say as follows. A person leaves his house well before Pesach, months before Pesach. He hasn't, he's scheduled to come back on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Can't come back on Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed Pesach, he's coming back to his house. So then the halacha is, and this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that one is required to do Bedikas Chometz. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi explains why. Why is this so? So Rashi says, D'chihod HaBeibim Mei Pesach, you'll enter your house during Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Obole. V'ahish Shaita Lav B'shutzei Hidilevatei. Rashi says, in that moment, when you come in to your house on Pesach, you can't be mevatel your chametz. You'll come home, you come to your house, you see a bag of biscuits, bag of pretzels, it's chametz. Now the halacha is, one is supposed to get rid of all this chametz, tashbisu. Now the way you could be mekayim tashbisu, get rid of it, you could do bittel. Bittel means what we do, we say kol chamira, we get up and we say we're being mevatel, it's worthless, this chametz is worthless, it's lehabe ka'afra the arutz as if it's the dust of the land, we're not interested in it. Now the halacha of kol chamira, saying kol chamira, can only work before Pesach. You can't say kol chamira, it's a very important halacha this. Once it's reached chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's it, you can't say kol chamira. You're over. I mean, the chametz is yours, but since it's already reached the time when it's osur ba'no, the chametz, the Gemara says, you don't have the ability to be mevatel chametz. You only be mevatel the chametz when it's not osur ba'no. Once it's reached the time that's osur ba'no, when it's Erev Pesach, from chatzos onwards, forget it, you can't say kol chamira anymore. So this fellow, who walks into his house on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and he sees a bag of pretzels, a bag of biscuits, whatever it is, he can't do bittel anymore. And if so, says Rashi, you're going to be over. This fellow is going to be over Balira. He's coming into his house, he's entering his house, he's going to be over Balira. Now this Rashi is very problematic. The Achrein already discussed this Rashi. There's a few problems on this Rashi. First of all, this fellow was away, wasn't in his house on Erev Pesach. Okay, but why can't he be mevatel while he's away? Why didn't the fellow be mevatel when he's in China? He could be mevatel wherever you are. You don't have to be in your house to be mevatel. That's one big problem on Rashi. Secondly, why didn't the Rashi say, Rashi says when you enter your house, then you'll be over Balira. Why aren't you over Balira before? If someone possesses chometz, it doesn't matter where you are. If you have chometz in your reshus, if it's in your property, if it's your own chometz, you could be anywhere in the world. You're also over Balira. So what? Sorry? Balimotse. Some say that. But Rashi is mashma that you're over, you're going to be over. I should think another Issa. So, the Chayr, you're over ready before. Why does Rashi say, when you enter your house on Pesach, then you'll be over Balira? And the third problem on Rashi is, what's the big deal of, we're talking about that, this fellow came in on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Now the halacha is, it's a very important halacha too, if someone finds chometz in his house on Pesach, what's one supposed to do? If you find it on Yom Tov, the halacha is you kreif olav kli. You stick over a kli on it, because you can't burn it. On Chol HaMoed, you go ahead, you make a fire, you get rid of it. So what's the big deal of this fellow? He just walks into his house, sees the bag of pretzels, makes a fire and burns it. And then he's alright. So why does Rashi say that we're worried we won't have the ability to do bittel, because it's after Zman Yisurah. So the other Rishonim say more of a simple pshat, and this is based on understanding the halacha of Bedikas Chometz generally. What do? We do Bedikas Chometz and Bittl. We check a house on the night before Pesach, we go through our whole house, make sure our house is cleaned out from Chometz. But then afterwards we say Kol Chamira. Why do we do two things? Why don't we just do Bedikas Chometz? We've cleaned out the house, we have no Chometz. Or why don't we just do Bittl? The Gemara says, if you just say kol chamira midaraisa bebitl sagi, if you say that you have no interest in this chametz, you're mevatel. It could be it's hefka. You're not over balira. So what? Why do we do two things? So the Rishonim, beginning of Pesach, they explain the reason why we do bitl and bedika is because if we just do bitl, we just say kol chamira. What will happen? We'll have a cabinet full of cookies, full of biscuits, or whatever it is. 3 days into Pesach, matzahs and potatoes are coming out of our ears, and we'll open up the cabinet and we'll start eating. So Chazal came along and said, clean out your house from chametz. Sterilize your house from chametz. Do a bedika. We're not happy with bittel. With the rice, the bittel is fine. Rabbanon came along and said, you've got to also clean out your house from chametz. Make sure you don't have any chametz in your house. So the question is, if that's the case, why do we do bittel too? Just do bedika. Just clean out your house from chametz and you're good to go. So there the Gemara says another reason. The reason why we do bedika and bittel is because what happens if someone's a shlemazel, he doesn't do a very good job, he cleans out, he starts doing bedika, he does bedika, and during Pesach, he opens up a cabinet and he finds a gluske yofa, the Gemara says, he finds a good Danish. So what will happen? So even though, now what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to burn it, as we said before. But since it's a gluske yofa, he's going to be hesitant to start burning his gluske yofa. So those few moments, he's going to be over Bali Ra'eh. So Chazal said, to save that, what we're going to do is, you're going to also make a bittel. If you're mevatel, that means you're going to exclaim that this is worth you nothing. So Chazal were very worried that a person shouldn't be over at all Bali Ro, Bali Motzah. So they went to a great extent that someone should, that any scenario, there shouldn't be a possibility a person should be over Bali Ro, Bali Motzah. So going back to our Gemara, that we said that the Gemara said that if someone leaves his house well before Pesach, by schedule to come back during Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chazal required him to do a bedikah. Why? Because if he enters his house on Pesach, he made a bittel. Let's say he made a bittel. He was in China, wherever he was, in Hong Kong. He made a bittel. He comes to his house, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and he sees some chametz over there. So Chazal said, we're worried he's going to start eating it. Shema yovoy la'achol. So therefore, Chazal required months before Pesach. You leave your house, make sure, if you have intention to come back during Pesach, clear out from chametz, because we're worried you're going to enter your house on Pesach and start eating chametz. So therefore, that's the halacha. You've got to do a bedika even months before Pesach. Now this is the Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. However, the Rambam has a very shita in the Gemara, which is a big chumrah. And in halacha, it could very well be we passing like the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Gemara different than Rashi. We said Rashi explains daito lach, so he has intention to come back when? On Pesach. On Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Rambam says as follows. Rambam's in Perek Beis. He brings down the halach of the Gemara Meforish by Yam, by Yotz B'Shiar, someone who goes and travels overseas. Toish Leishim Yoyim, within 30 days, Zakuk Livdik. Then he's required to do Bdika. Koidim Shleishim Yoyim, Einit Zorach Livdik. He doesn't have to do Bdika, says the Rambam. Vim Daitoy Lachzoy, if he has intention to return, Koidim HaPesach. The Rambam changes from Rashi. He has intention to return before Pesach. Now listen to this. Zorach Livdik. He has to go do a bedika. If he wants to go out, he has to first do a bedika. Why? Says the Rambam. And you, Chashash, Chazal worried something quite extreme would happen, but that's what Chazal worried about. Shemo yachzoi erev Pesach bein hashmoshes. He might return home only erev Pesach bein hashmoshes, right at the time when it's Pesach. V'lo yeloi p'nai levai. And what would happen? He won't have time to get rid of the chametz. This Rambam is a big chiddush. Rambam is saying, not like Rashi, Daito Lachzoi, he has intention to come back during Pesach. A person leaves his house well before Pesach, months before Pesach, and he's planning to come back before Pesach. He has to do a bedikas chametz. Why? Because we're worried the fellow will come back home on Erev Pesach, Bein Hashmoshes, crazy day, he hasn't got time, and he has chametz in his house. So Chazal said, you clear out your house from chametz, and then you could go on your trip, on your holiday trip, wherever it is. Now there's a big problem in this Rambam. And it's brought the halacha. This Rambam is not a secret. It's a Rambam which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And we seemingly paskenite this Rambam. The question is, so probably every single one of us has missed this Rambam this year. Because surely some of us during the course of the year we went away either summer holidays, winter holidays, or just away for Shabbos. Most of us have probably been abroad during the year. Or gone away on a long distance trip. We mefarish bayam, by yotz b'shiara. We had intention to come back before Pesach. Did any of us dawn to think to start cleaning our house from chametz? None of us did the bedika, what the Rambam says. The Rambam says you can only go out of your house only once you did the bedika. So what's the pshat? We went out, let's say in the summer holidays. We left the house. We didn't do a bedika. We were coming back before Pesach. Died to Lachzakon in Pesach. We didn't do a bedika. Why didn't we do a bedika's chametz? Rambam... Rama doesn't say. You're saying. Rama says. Vimhoya died. To... What? So what Rama means? He doesn't say. He says. Vim died to lachzei koydim haPesach. He planned to come back before Pesach. When's before? When's before? When he's planning to come back on Erev Pesach. That's what Rama means. Rama doesn't say. So you're explaining the Rambam just doesn't give it. He's saying Koidim HaPesach means he's planning to come back close to Pesach.
Yeah, it's quite clear.
Koidim HaPesach before Pesach. He doesn't say you're coming back here Pesach. He says you're planning to come back before Pesach. Now the poskim speak out. What's the pshat in the Rambam? The poskim explain the Rambam means as follows. The pshat is you're planning to come back before Pesach. That's even like you're saying months before Pesach. But we're worried Shemo Nishtahe. He might change his plan, he might have a change of plan, and he'll stay longer in Chutz Loretz, or wherever, Medina Sayyam, wherever he is. He'll stay longer more than his scheduled plan, and that's why he might land up coming back later. So They're not saying what you're saying. You're saying the Rambam means he was planning originally to come back just before Pesach. You should post him and say, no, he was planning to come back well before Pesach. But we're worried, Chazal were worried, that he might have a change of plan while he's abroad, while he's overseas, and he'll eventually stay longer, and he'll only land up coming back on Erev Pesach. So that's been the case, and we're back to square one. So why on earth, why? Well, how are we mekayim the Rambam? We should all, before we go on summer holidays, clean out our house from all the chomets, and then we could go out, like the Rambam says. So the answer must be that the place can speak out that this halacha mefarish b'yam v'yotzei b'shiora, even in the time of the Gemara, was talking about when they went away on a faraway trip. When you go on a long distance trip, you go overseas. In those days, in the time of Chazal, when you went away for a long, you went over abroad. It was a serious business. You left your whole family, or you went with your family. It wasn't. You didn't just hop on a plane. Now, the person speak out. However, if you go to a neighborhood town, if someone goes from one town to another town, then the whole halacha over is not applicable. Because, of course, you could come back whenever you want. So it must be that nowadays, since the way of transport is feasible, it's not a big deal to go on a plane and hop on a plane and come back. So it's always considered as a derech kerova. It's not considered derech rechoka. That means if we plan to go away, we could get back. It's not a big deal. In those days, when a person used to go away, go overseas, so it could very well be you can have a change of planning. He'll stay there longer. He didn't just hop on a boat. It was a big deal. So therefore, that's the chayra why it's not applicable, this halacha nowadays. Sorry?
Right, he wants to go to Malaysia, but he doesn't.
Not advisable. So that's why, even though the Rambam says clearly that one's supposed to do Bedika if he leaves well before Pesach, even if he's planning to come back before Pesach, it could very well be that nowadays this halacha is not applicable. Just one other point we want to discuss about this halacha, that we come out as follows.
Rambam say you can't come back if you haven't done Bedikas Chomos. That would sort of make it more...
What do you mean? If you've gone away without doing Bedika, you can't? So just stay home, stay abroad.
Come back in the middle of Pesach, or
where are you supposed to go?
The answer is home.
It's not always so simple, is it? Now, so we've established with these halachas that there are two cases when it's possible to do bedikas chametz, not on leil yodal. The initial halacha of doing bedikas chametz is doing it on, like we do, most people do it on the night before Pesach. But there are two cases when one's supposed to do a bedika before leil yodal. That is, A, we said if someone's traveling within 30 days, irrelevant whether he's died to lach or not died to lach, and that's applicable. That's very common nowadays that people go away before Pesach, whether they're going to their in-laws or their parents or they're stumbling away. They usually don't leave on Erev Pesach. They go away a few days before Pesach. So what they got to do? They got to do bedikah in the house to make sure the house is clean from chametz. Unless they sell their whole house, then it could be a different discussion. If they sell the whole house to a goy, so then you don't have to do bedikah because you're selling it to a goy. But if you're not selling your house and you're leaving your house a few days before Pesach, the night before you leave, you've got to do Bedikas Chomos, and that's not dependent if you die to Lachs or not die to Lachs.
Can you make a shliach to do it wider away?
Clearly, the halacha says, this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, that we're only talking about if you don't have someone to do Bedikah for you. If you have someone doing Bedikah for you later down, it's probably better. That's what the Mechaber says.
Sell something else.
The house.
You rent the house.
What do you mean? If you
sell,
what?
You sell the house. You sell all those kailas.
Sell the house. You have to sell the house.
So
no, you sell the blias in the kailas. Sell the house with all the contents and the kailas with the blias.
You sell the house, you have to pay taxes.
You rent it. You don't sell it.
You rent it.
It's actually, it's not so posh. Now, it's a stroll. There's a question, are you allowed to sell your house to a goy? Because you're not allowed to give. There's a locha. You're not allowed to give a goy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. So if someone lives in Eretz, has a flat in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple to sell your house in Eretz Yisrael. You could rent it and we're not selling.
You need a Hetzer Mechira.
That's one of the problems of Hetzer Mechira. One of the problems of Hetzer Mechira was this issue. Anyway, so that's one case when a person has to do Bedikah before Leil Yodal. And then we have another case, we said, if someone leaves well before 30 days, by his Daitoi Lachsoi, he has intention to come back, which we mentioned, the Machlokes, Rashi, Rambam, doesn't mean Daitoi Lachsoi, they has intention to come back during Pesach, or Daitoi Lachsoi even before Pesach, like the Rambam said, he's also required to do a Bedikah. So we have two scenarios when a person does bdika before Leil Yudalit. So the question is, does one make a bracha on that bdika? On Leil Yudalit, on the night before Pesach, make a bracha, al bichamts. So the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it down, we don't make a bracha. If you're not doing a bdika on Leil Yudalit, don't make a bdika. But the truth is, not so simple. There's Rishonim, the Ritzva and Pesachim, and other Achreinim also talk about it. They have, it's a three-way machlekes. Some places can say, in every case, you always make a bracha. Whether you're doing it, like we said, within 30 days before Pesach, irrelevant of Daita Lachsa, or whether you're doing a bdika from Rosh Hashanah. But your Daita Lachsa, you're planning to come back, that Chazal required you to do a bdika, you also have to make a bracha. So the guy could be in the middle of Sukkot, he's leaving his house with a Daita Lachsa, he makes a bracha, al bir chometz. That's where it comes out, according to these Rishonim. And then there's a third Shittas Rishonim that say they make a compromise. That means if you're doing the bedika that we said that a person does from 30 days within 30 days of Pesach, so then you make a bracha. The bedika that, what happens, that's the most common bedika that people do before Pesach, that someone travels away from his house for Pesach, he doesn't have intention to come back, he travels a few days before Pesach, he didn't sell his house, he's got to do a bedika. So there are those Rishonim who hold. The Bach also holds like that. The Halacha brings it down. Halacha, he's not sure. Maybe we pass like it actually. He says that maybe you have to make a bracha too. However, says the Ritzva and the Bach, the Bedika that one does before that, meaning before 30 days, that we said that someone does when has died to Lachsa, when he has an intention to come back during Pesach or before Pesach, that Bedika, one doesn't need to make a bracha. Now what's the pshat in this whole machlekes over here? So the pshat is as follows. The Chazal were misakin bedikas chametz on Leil Yudalit. That's what Chazal, that was the takana. Chazal said you've got to go and check, go through your whole house, do bedika. Now these dinim that the Gemara came along and said that there are certain cases where one has to do bedika before Leil Yudalit. Is the pshat that the Chazal came along and expanded the chiyuv bedika Leil Yudalit? They're transferring the chiyuv Leil Yudalit and saying you can't do it on Leil Yudalit. Okay, do the chiyuv bedika Leil Yudalit and do it before that. Do it whatever. Let's say you're traveling. A person wants to travel tomorrow, so he's got to do bedika tonight. So what's he doing then? Is he doing the bedikas Leil Yudalit? Is that the original takana of Chazal that Chazal came along and said you got to do a bedika before Pesach? We're transferring that chiyuv bedika that's initially supposed to be done a day before Pesach, do it before. If that being the case, then you've got to make a bracha because it's Leil Yudalit's bedika. You're being mekayim the Leil Yudalit's bedika. Or Chazal that wasn't what Chazal came along and said. They said there's a bedika's chometz one's supposed to do Leil Yudalit. There's a new din, a new takana that Chazal came along and said that if you leave your house within a certain amount, within 30 days before Pesach, you also got to do bedikah. But it's a separate, independent takana. It's not the initial takana of bedikah chametz. If that would be the case, then you wouldn't make a bracha because it's a separate. It's not the normal din bedikah that one's supposed to be due on Leil Yudalit. And the Rishonim that we said that make a compromise and they make a difference between the bedikah before 30 days or bedikah within 30 days, their understanding, and that's what the Bach speaks out, that from 30 days onwards, like we mentioned from Rashi before, Rashi said, there's a difference between the bedikah that takes place from 30 days, i.e. from Purim. That person who leaves his house, that bedikah, that is a choyvas bir. That is the regular din bedikah. However, the bedikah that we mentioned that a person does from Rosh Hashanah time, that a person, when he leaves his house with a day to lachsi, that's an independent din. Chazal were worried, like we mentioned before, that a person will enter his house, Shamayav halacha. It's not the general halacha of bedikas chametz, and therefore Chazal didn't require a bracha. That's the Shittas Rishonim who say that in that case we don't make a bracha. But again, as we mentioned before, that we hold that in any scenario, if you make a bedikah before Leil Yudalit, which could very well happen, you don't make a bracha. We pass and we don't make a bracha. But there's an interesting Vi'agra, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and he explains a different pshat, why we don't make a bracha. We said the Ramah says, V'lo yivarech oz al bi'ur chametz. Because remember, what's the bracha? What bracha do we make on bedikas chametz? Al bi'ur chametz. So says the Vi'agra as follows. He said, that's only applicable on Leil Yudalit. Because what's happened? Well, Leil Yudalit is the night before Pesach. We go through our house, we search our house. What do we do with that chametz that we find? We're going to burn it in the fire tomorrow. The Kshaboide Bulei Yudal and Tikkun Levarach Al Bia Chometz. The Fisha Mashu Moitze Bivdi Kosoi, who Matsnioi Kadei Levarai. What's his intention? What's he going to do with the bag of pretzels or the bagel that he's going to find? He's going to put it in a bag, and tomorrow by the fire he'll burn it. Nimtze de Habdiku Aschola Sabie. So if that being the case, so when you, the bedika is the beginning of the process of getting rid of chametz. You're beginning your process of biur. Masha enkin kan shelo yivaru min oilam. When a person, let's say we said the guy is leaving tomorrow morning, he's going away. So he does a bedika tonight. If he finds a bag of pretzels in his house, what's he going to do with it? He's not going to burn it. He's going to use it. Nimtzar. Masha enkin kan shelo yivaru min oilam. Biyishtamish boy. Biyishayom. He's going to use it. He's going to eat it. He's not, he has no intention to get rid of the chametz. All his intention is to make sure that this house is sterilized from chametz. He has no intention to do a biur. He's not starting the process of the biur. So therefore, since the bracha on the bedikas chametz, we don't say al bedikas chametz. The bracha that we say is al biur chametz. That we're getting rid of chametz. So the Goyin says, that being the case, it's only applicable on Leil Yodalid. Before Leil Yodalid, you're not starting the process of biur. That's a slightly different shah than we mentioned before. Just want to finish off. We just mentioned that the Gemara combines these two halachas, this din of shloishim yoyim. The reason why Chazal say that a person is mechuyev to do bedika within 30 days, so he says because of this halacha that we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, because of shoylim v'doyshim behilchus ha-pesach, koydim ha-pesach sheshviyim. Since one's supposed to start learning hilchus pesach within 30 days, so like Rashi says, ome'oz chol olav le'izoy b'tzorcha pesach. Then that's the time when a person is responsible to think about Tzorcha Pesach. It's a chiddush of it. I mean, what's one got to do with another? Shoyim v'dorshim hilchus ha-pesach, because there's a lot to learn hilchus pesach. You've got to have a lot of time to learn. Why is that the requirement that now Chazal came along and said, okay, if you leave your house now, you're supposed to do bedika. This now, you're mechuyev to do bedika, because this is the time when you're supposed to learn hilchus pesach. And seemingly the pshat is that if Shoylim v'doshim hilchus ha-pesach, that means what the Torah that's being studied during these days is Pesach Dika Torah. And we know Chazal tell us, Estakil Boirai, so Bar Alma. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the world is run through the Torah. The Torah is the life machine of the world. If the Torah that's supposed to be discussed during these days are Pesach Torahs, you're supposed to learn hilchus Pesach, Maseches Pesachim. So that being the case, the world hasn't it? It's a Pesach Dika world already. We've already entered the world, which is already Pesach, because the world is based on what the Torah is being learnt. And therefore Chazal came along and said, if that being the case, that world has actually changed to be a Pesach Dika world, so then we can understand why Bedikas Chometz is already starting now, because it's the world in itself, in its very essence, has turned to be, the time of Pesach has already arrived. Guten Kosher Pesach.